from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing. Okay, well, this week is Banned Books Week.
Which means we get to ban more books, which is good, right?
No, actually, it's meant as an ironic holiday. It's meant to raise awareness about all these books that are trying to be censored.
Yeah.
So, although I thought at first that it was kind of like these conservative groups really actually dwelling and relishing the fact that they were trying to ban book. And no, I was like, wow, that is amazing.
You got to understand, for these people, every day is banned book day. Because it is a constant...
There's not a week that goes by that I don't try to ban a fucking book.
Well, it's a constant struggle, you know, to make sure their kids don't read Harry Potter or you know, other filthy books like that.
Well, I learned some interesting things. My first... When I went to the American Library Association, and I was actually trying to find out what the top banned books were, because I thought it would be Harry Potter that would, like, top the list.
Yeah.
And it just really wasn't. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even in the top 10.
No. I mean, the thing is, Harry Potter gets a lot of press because it's Harry Potter, you know? What's her name? J.K. Rowling could take a crap, and it would be on the front page of numerous U.K. publications.
Well, if she took a crap in the middle of a dance floor, I think that would be pretty good news.
Is J.K. Rowling on a dance floor? It'd be nice. Think she's got some moves?
What? Is she, like, on your MILF list or something?
Yeah.
Is she single?
No, I don't think so, actually.
No?
No,
right.
I don't think so.
But she's not married. That means that guy could have a tragic accident and you could be the next in line. She apparently owns a castle, I think, or something.
Nice.
I know.
Everybody that is rich from England or Europe or wherever else, castle.
Well, where else are you going to move into a stupid condo? Screw that, man.
Agreed.
All the good land is just castle land.
Yeah. A throwback to all that serfdom and everything that shaped England.
Now, here's what was interesting. The reason I knew, like, I heard that it was Banned Books Week was because of...
Because of the post that I put up about Banned Book Week?
No, it was actually a video before that.
Oh, okay.
And the video was... probably like a huge irony, I feel, and it was basically this book Fahrenheit 451,
mm-hmm.
that's trying to be banned in Caney Creek High School in Contro, Houston. I don't know where these places are, like middle of nowhere.
Houston. Some school. In
Who
Houston.
Gives a crap? This one guy called Alton Verm, like
hey Verm.
is asking the school to ban the book because of cussing against God, which he says automatically makes it not readable, and because of some of the characters are apparently drunk in a few chapters. Also, there's some chapters where some of the characters smoke. So he felt that this book was not acceptable. Now, if you're not familiar with the book, you are aware that in it there are firemen that actually, you know, burn books. That's the actual temperature that paper burns at. That's the whole reason it's called that.
I think that's a dubious scientific fact.
Well, first of all, it's Fahrenheit, so it's not very scientific. You know, nobody measures burning things in Fahrenheit. That's only Americans that do that. It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's just one of those examples of you know, people who really just don't even understand the concept of irony.
How does this person even remember how to breathe? I mean, if you're gonna ban a book, why are you trying to ban Fahrenheit 451, especially for such ridiculous reasons? I have to wonder.
Well, it's because they burn the Bible in one of the chapters.
Okay, well, there you go. That is then a better understanding and a better reason. Why didn't you mention that before?
I forgot to put it in my notes.
Excellent. You are a scholar. You are an absolute scholar.
Shut up, you surly bastard. You know what? I think I know why you're surly.
Hmm?
Did you submit anyone at your jiu-jitsu class?
Actually, yes. And I got several... I did several reversals. I did actually quite well. I redeemed myself.
So you should stop complaining then, being a little bitch.
No, I'm just saying that you're throwing my stuff off. I mean, okay, so if he's saying that this should be banned because they burn the Bible, I'm like,
well... They don't specifically burn it. It's not like they go out of their way to burn the Bible. It's just among the books that are being burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I said, oh my God, they burned Moby Dick.
Well, this is the funny thing about it, because, I mean, it's not like the book is saying, this is good. It's like, this is a book about people saying, this is bad, and we can't let this kind of thing happen.
We shouldn't let this happen at all.
So it's quite hilarious. You got to wonder whether or not there are religious books out there that are like, and then the devil burned the Bible, and the person's like, ban that book, because the devil's burning Bibles.
Now, you could say, your first impression might be, well, this guy obviously didn't read it, right? Well, he went page by page, outlining every chapter, outlining the specific page numbers where he felt that there was inappropriate behavior and that kind of thing. So he read the damn thing. He just didn't get it. So we understand that he's able to put letters together to understand words, but unfortunately the concepts seem to escape him other than Bible burning, this is outrageous, burn. It's quite funny, but I went actually on the site and I wanted to find out what the top 10 books that get banned. And although I'm not going to go into all 10 because not all 10 are interesting, I'm going to
some of them are too boring to care about.
Most of them are kids' books. A huge number of them are actually kids' books.
What, like, This Is Where Babies Really Come From?
Actually, there's one that's called It's Perfectly Normal. That is a book about
pooping.
Sex ed.
Oh, okay.
And I'll read you a passage, actually. This is I think, it ranks number 2. Mm-hmm. All right. Certain parts of our bodies make it possible for a male and a female, when their bodies are grown up, to reproduce to make babies. The parts of babies that make this possible are called reproductive organs. Wow. This is the kind of like writing, and they have like little cartoons saying like, wow, they have the word sex in the dictionary? Oh, I'm going to go read the dictionary now. You know, it's targeted towards about 12 or 13-year-olds.
12 and 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Like, the whole idea of the book is to try to normalize sex and just talk about it in an adult way. So automatically it's, you can't, this is filth.
That's interesting, because we had like basic sex ed back in like grade 4. So what's the big deal about?
These are the same places where they only have abstinence teaching. They don't actually have sex ed. You also wonder why teen pregnancy is crazy up there.
Because they don't even understand
to put on a condom, or even what the hell a condom does.
Because they see everybody on TV having sex, and no one ever gets pregnant except on the season finale. Or in the season premiere.
And it's also when somebody's pregnant, the camera just focuses on their face for like 10 seconds. Kind of like, da-da. Yep. But, okay.
But this is funny. I just wanted to share this with you.
Sure.
I mean, you know that I've dodged that.
Goodness, so much. This man holds the record for the most times.
Most close calls
of unprotected sex. And basically, coitus interruptus.
I actually, my high school girlfriend, we had sex every single weekend, multiple times every single weekend. No protection, just the good old pull out / don't even come. I don't know how I stayed sane through those years. But anyway, that was what we did. And I swear to God, one of us has to be sterile. And I just say it can't be me, because I have had other close calls where actually... Anyway, not to get into
what if you remember last episode, we talked about why we love our abortions, and now you know why.
Oh no, there's never been an abortion except for when, like, you know, the body is just like no,
the God abortions, exactly, sort of like, exactly. We're gonna terminate this motherfucker.
Exactly, but the funny thing is I don't actually know the statistics for what the chances are when you have unprotected sex, just standard old in and out, and then shooting it right up in there. What's the percentage for when you for actually getting a girl pregnant?
I understand that given the optimal conditions, mm-hmm. According to a book that I read called The Third Chimpanzee by Jared Diamond, who's an anthropologist. Anyways, his study revealed that it's anywhere from 20 to 30%.
20 to 30%
in optimal conditions.
Was that like pre like ovulation and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, 20 to 30% during ovulation, but then what about the rest of the time? It's like what, 15%?
I'm not aware, because basically there's an area there's an area in the female reproductive system where the basically semen rests, and it can remain there alive for a few days.
That's
so
gross.
It's called a seminal pool.
And women think penises are gross.
I don't have a pool. Oh, boy. Actually, that's also, interestingly enough, why apparently the male penis is shaped the way that it is. It's actually meant to scoop out semen from the seminal pool in order to be able to remove the seminal fluid of your rivals.
Uh-huh.
So that's actually the scoop-like nature of your glands.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But
today's sex ed, which would be banned.
but don't you? I know we're going off on a little tangent. We'll get back to what we're talking about. But don't you think it's funny that we know all sorts of really useless statistics about everything, but we don't know the most basic statistic, which is if you have sex with this person, here is your chance of actually impregnating them.
I don't think it's a good thing to actually know. I mean, maybe that fear of it's almost always 100% no, is a good
that,
fear. No,
that is the dumbest thing. What the hell are you talking about? That kind of comment there is we're up there with the idiot abstinence teaching people where
no,
it's
I didn't
like,
say it was abstinence,
don't teach
but,
them about anything. Tell them that condoms cause
AIDS.
But I already told you.
I mean, it's impossible to calculate because... You know, semen can survive for days.
Jesus Christ, I'm sure they can pull a fucking accurate or relatively accurate percentage point so we know.
Why do you want to know it so bad? Why don't you go find out? Huh? Well, I want to know why you want to know. You probably just want to know how many times I dodged that bullet.
I'm just making a point that even the people who think that they're, you know, enlightened and they know things about sex and stuff, there's tons of stuff that they don't know with, as far as, you know, what the percentage of the population with genital warts or what the percentage is with herpes and what the chances are of if you have sex with one of these people, this is what you get it. And if you have sex with someone with AIDS, here's the percentage of that. All of these statistics, you talk to anybody and they'll be able to tell you all sorts of useless statistics about whatever, you know, general thing that they do normally in life, but everybody's having sex and nobody knows the numbers. So that is my little rant, and we can get back on to this stupid book. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Well, you know, for me, I'll just end this with saying that it's maybe like the one area where the numbers don't actually interest me that much, just because I think they kind of take the joy out of sex for me. Knowing all these numbers, they'd haunt me when I'm having sex. You know what I mean? Like, well, you know, oh, there's a 15% chance that HPV could be transferred down. I'm like, oh, no!
I'm pretty sure HPV is one of those, like, 70 to 80 percenters. They're pretty hardcore.
I just don't want to think about it. Okay, here's another book that's on the list. You're going to get a kick out of this one. The Color Purple is on that list. If you don't know what The Color Purple is...
Yeah, it's about black people. Wasn't Oprah Winfrey in the movie
adaptation?
Oprah
Winfrey was in the movie adaptation. She was also quite fat.
Was Prince in that, or was that Purple Rain?
That's Purple Rain.
Okay. Was that the sequel to The Color Purple?
Sure. It was the Purple Rain, too. You know? Anyways, Color Purple is actually banned because it takes place in the 1930s, and it's a story of two black women... who have a homosexual relationship with another.
Is that Oprah?
No, thank God.
Okay.
It's actually, you know what? I think the relationship is between Whoopi Goldberg and the black chick from Commando. So.
The black chick from Commando.
Yeah,
nice.
The curly-haired girl.
Nice.
But you know what? Steven Spielberg in the movie completely and utterly destroyed the homosexual part of the
probably,
of the novel.
Yeah, probably just because he didn't, you know, it's the
actually
same thing.
He admitted that he was chicken shit about it. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't brave enough to do it, and I regret it. It's like one of the biggest regrets that he had of all the movies he made. Had 11 Academy Award nominations, 1-0 for, you know, bravery, obviously.
Well, probably because I guess back in the this movie was made in the 80s, right?
1986, I think.
Yeah, probably at that time it was like kind of like Brokeback Mountain, where people were like, we don't want to give the gays an Academy Award.
Well, it's funny because most of these books on the banned book list are literally because of homosexual tendencies, which leads me to the next one.
But wait, I just wanted to point out something about...
But my segue.
I'm ruining your flow. I'm screwing up your segue. I apologize. But I just wanted to say that it's interesting that they removed the homosexual aspect out of the film the same way they removed the religious connotations out of the adaptation of The Golden Compass. Northern Lights, His Majesty's Dark Materials, I think, is the trilogy name.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to use that to segue to the next book, which is obviously The Golden Compass. That also makes the list.
Oh, there we go.
For reasons, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, obviously, it's because of the religious subtext, but it's also because of the author's willful admission that he wants to obliterate religion. So, you know, obviously, you don't like the author and what he's about. You probably ignore the damn book, or you try to read so deeply into it.
And don't forget that third part is that the book is considered to be targeting children. So anytime you try, and it's like giving children a book that's just like, you know, be a bad person and blow shit up and do this and that, and everyone's going to be like, they can't read that. Not, and that's the funny thing. That is the that's the censorship that's acceptable. And I got to give it to my parents. They always let me read whatever the hell I wanted. When I was like 10 years old, I read Stephen King's It. Didn't really remember a lot of it, but I remembered the part where the kids had a gangbang in the sewers. That was really confusing, and I think it probably warped me. But thank you, Mom and Dad, for allowing me to read whatever I wanted.
You know what? I think that the novel should have had some part about condom use. And maybe that would have helped you.
No, there was something, I think she like collected the semen in her hand or something. It was some fucked up. Stephen King is a messed up. Like, honestly, if there's anybody that I'd like, if they're like, if they came out tomorrow and they were like, Stephen King is a pedophile, I'd be like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense considering all of the kids.
Okay, let's move on here. I want to read the other one, which I thought was actually pretty funny. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, which is banned due to racism, I guess.
What, it's in like, because the book is racist?
No, because there are explicit, you know, words in it.
Yeah.
I suppose, geared towards racism. Not going to say it now. I'm not that controversial.
Like worse than any rap CD out there?
No, probably a lot better. Mm. And finally, the one that I thought was actually the funniest is one called And Tango Makes Three. It's a kid's book about the real-life story of two male penguins that help hatch an egg together and form kind of a family.
But that's beautiful.
It is very beautiful. But obviously they consider those penguins to be homos. And therefore,
watch out for the homosexual penguins. They will mess your child's minds up.
Actually, I went and I was reading a lot about homosexuality in animals, which is kind of like the other thing.
So
I
that's what
to
you
about.
Do with your free time. I knew it.
You know what? Well, I followed. It's you know, one of those stream of consciousness that you do on Wiki. You know, you keep pressing those links, and then next thing you know, you find yourself in a fascinating article, and you can't stop.
Yeah,
I kind of had that going on for about an hour, but yeah. I was reading. It's actually pretty damn common in penguins for them to have homosexual relationships. Also, very common in swans, mallards, dolphins, which seem to actually have sex with each other's blowholes.
Hardcore.
Didn't actually think that happened, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta figure dolphins are considered one of the most intelligent animals, so they gotta mix things up to keep things fresh.
You know what? They're smart, so they figured out what to fuck.
Congratulations. They say something along the lines of animals that are able to use tools are considered to be some kind of an advanced whatever, but should we add something about animals that have fetishes and kinks?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Bonobo monkeys is also on the list as the only species listed as truly bisexual. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're actually more homosexual than they are heterosexual. And there are more lesbians than there are gay males.
Do they scissor?
They scissor, baby. I don't know how they do it. I don't watch a lot of the videos.
But isn't the general trend towards pretty much all mammals or most mammals having lots of gay sex? Like, I mean, the animal kingdom is full of, you know, butt fuckery, basically.
It's mostly predominant in mammals, and specifically in the ape family, which we belong in. So if you wonder why your son or your cousin is gay, just ask Johnny Chimp, and he's going to tell you exactly. Well, he's not going to tell you. He's going to show you.
Right, that it's just a natural. It's just a natural thing. It's the most natural thing in the world.
Well, there's actually an exhibit that's in Norway called Against Nature, mm-hmm. And it's actually an exhibit featuring stuff on homosexual animals. So mm-hmm. I think it probably needs to make a trip over to the U.S. so that they can stop banning books about penguins that have a sweet story about them raising a little cute little penguin thingy-majiggy. I don't know what they're called when they're young.
You know, it was a gay penguin thing?
No.
Happy Feet. That was terrible.
I think that's gay in a different sense. Kind of gay as in singing gay.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something else I wanted to talk about, which is I read this and I don't know. I couldn't quite believe this. I just want to. I mean, it's somewhat has to do with religion. I mean, it's not entirely motivated by religion, but I have a feeling that a big part of it is.
After this, I want to bring something up.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. The story is about a devout Jehovah Witness woman that was whose sentence was reduced from 14 to 10 years. Basically, she was sentenced for physical abuse of three of her foster kids. The abuse had been going on for about 19 years. The judges said that although Eunice Spry, 64, routinely beat, abused, and starved the vulnerable youngsters over a 19-year period, their injuries were not as serious as other cases where lesser sentence had been imposed. As punishment for misbehaving, Spry would beat the children on the soles of their feet and force them to drink washed-up liquid and bleach. She would force sticks down their throats, make them eat their own vomit and rat excrement. And she also confined one girl to a wheelchair for 3 years after a car crash in a cyclical bid to maximize compensation for the accident.
Oh, my God.
So, and if you saw the picture of this woman, like, you ever see those, like, the church lady?
Like that
She looks exactly like the church lady.
What, like the church lady? What church lady?
You don't remember from Saturday Night Live? Like, just, you know, this sort of craggly, kind of, like, bitter woman, you know?
But does she look like Throw Mama Off the Train? Is that what she looks like?
A skinnier version of that.
Okay.
Just a horrible,
just
nasty
like
woman.
An evil little shrunken battle axe. Like the evil has just shrunken her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what she looks like? She looks like the Emperor from Star Wars.
There we go.
Basically with you know, white hair with a beehive.
But the fact that she's a Jehovah's Witness has nothing to do with the fact that she's a psycho.
I think it has more to do with the fact that she probably felt as though... you know, I don't know the full story because they don't reveal most of the story. But if I had to take a guess, and probably this is just very, you know, superficial of me, this guess, but I would guess that there was some kind of religious, you know, context to this punishment. Be like, you're not following God's word. Put this stick down your throat, you little bastard. Eat this dog shit.
I'm going to go on the other side and say that, you know, religion is religion and insanity is insanity. And the two tend to intermingle. And you do have that median.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, they do intermingle, but I was talking about this with you before where I was saying that religion,
it's like a safe harbor.
It's a safe harbor. Like any behavior that might normally be considered insane is just completely and utterly masked under that banner. So... Mm-hmm. It could go on for 19 years because, you know, like you could think, oh, well, she's just trying to raise them strictly
like
according to the Lord and
like
blah,
how
blah,
those,
blah.
It's like how those Muslims throw the kids off that tower into that cloth.
Yeah.
As a religious ceremony.
I'm sure a couple of them don't make it.
I bet you anything that was just started up by some guys who wanted to have some fun and then they got caught and they were like,
religious ceremony?
It does look like fun, though. If the kid, you know what, I would have no problems with it if the kids were like 5 or 6 years old.
Where the worst case scenario, broken bone. They still have solid skulls.
No, these things are pretty. This is pretty high up. Oh. But it doesn't matter. It's like it would be fun and go ahead and do it. It's just messed up that it's like, you know, 3 months to 12 months. Maybe it's just yeah. Anyway,
I don't know. Anyways, I thought that it was an interesting piece of news. Now, obviously, they're not going to say much about the details, but I do think that there was something about like they hinted about it just how devout she was. Because mm-hmm. normally when
yeah,
you're
but
really
Jehovah's
devout...
Witnesses, you talk about how we have our moderate Christians, but Jehovah's Witnesses, if you're going to be a Joho, my understanding is I've met lots of kids of Jehovah's Witnesses who hate their parents and hate the religion, but in general, I've never met like a Jehovah's Witness, like someone who's willingly gone into the group that isn't hardcore.
They're a little hardcore.
Yeah.
They're a little hardcore. They're, you know, they're hardcore enough that if their kids are dying and need a blood transfusion, they're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty damn hardcore.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll admit, what was your thing you wanted to say?
I wanted to talk about the Pope turning down a...
French diplomat because he was gay?
Yep.
I thought that was quite hilarious myself. In a way, I mean, not that I understand it, but you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all. I just, you know, I want to take it from the two sides. It's number one, I think that it's disgusting that the Pope would do that, but number two, I think it's hilarious that the French government put them in the situation where they knew that this was going to happen, and they were like, hey, here's this for you to deal with.
I think that the French just wanted to fuck with the Vatican.
Exactly. That's the awesomeness of it. So in that way, and there is something like, I mean, I'm not one of those French haters. I really love it when they do cockish things like this.
They're great. I mean, you know what? Here's what's great about France, too. Basically about... a solid 50% of their population completely atheist. Most of them are sort of like, you know, don't even give a crap. And then a few of them are obviously religious.
Yeah.
So you're right. I think it's them just messing around with them. But then obviously, you know, you say, well, how many diplomats could they have sent? Well, this is France here. So probably 80% of the diplomats are gay. Mm-hmm. You know, they love the cock. Mm-hmm. They love cock. and they are like this. So, you know, I go to Vatican looking for cock.
I just found that a little bit hilarious.
Maybe he went to the Vatican to find a nice man.
Now, that's just saying that a gay guy can't do anything without it being related to him being gay. Now, that's what's,
you know what? You know the problem? The only reason I might even think that is because of stupid shows like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. See, that is a stereotype right there. Because most of the gays I know have no fashion sense.
I know, but I mean that show was focused around that aspect. You know, it's like, oh, look at this show, The Office. It makes everybody look like they're working all the time. It's like, wow, a fashion show that's related to fashion. Who would have thought? But you're saying, in the general context of this guy being given a job at the Vatican, that he must be going there for cock or some kind of cock related activity. And I'm just like,
it's full of guys. It's a hot guy place.
Now, if you just say, hey, it was a joke, I will let up on it, because obviously we're jokers.
We're jokey.
And we don't mean everything we say.
I don't mean anything I say.
There we go. Okay, then that's fine. I accept that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being approving. Is there anything else you want to end with as a kind of a statement for that? Or are you just like I dig the fact that the French can mess with people.
I dig the fact that the French can mess with people, and I found out a couple of interesting things about the United States I just wanted to touch on for a few seconds.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Did you know that if you have AIDS, you can't become an American citizen?
I knew that only because you told me about an hour ago.
Yeah. That still freaks me out. I still can't believe that.
I don't even understand why, because this is the same country that doesn't have, you know, sort of universal health care. Yeah. So it's you got to pay for your own drugs.
It's not like you're putting a burden on the system. I guess they're and it's not like, actually, there's something along the lines of you can't even get, like, was it that you can't get, God damn it. This is where I wish I actually did a little bit of research before we started these shows. But there's all sorts of crazy stuff about homosexuality in America, where it's like, really, you can get, you can't become a citizen because of different things, and it's just, it's kind of messed up. So I mean, we're all laughing about, oh, the Vatican turned away this gay guy. I'm like, look into thy own self, America, and see the fucked up shit that you guys sometimes do.
So what you're saying is basically the AIDS thing isn't so much of a health thing, but it's just a way to discriminate against gays.
Exactly,
because they have a disproportionately high percentage of HIV cases.
Pretty much.
And you know what? I myself was a bit skeptical of that until I read the Health Canada.
What, skeptical about the fact that gay people have more AIDS?
Yeah,
sure. Not it's not the case in Africa.
There you go.
I mean, there's go. I mean, the whole thing about it with that is that it started there because, I don't know, they just happened to be the unlucky ones that had such a small pool, and it just spreads from there. You know, small groups.
I think it also doesn't help that anal sex with condoms sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
It really sucks.